Hey guys, my name is Kelly Maha, and I'll be attending Harding University in the fall. Looking at me on stage tonight, it might be easy to assume that I have it all together, that everything is going great in my life. But let me be real. For me, high school had some ups and downs that I'd love to share with you. I have had the privilege of growing up in a Christian home with two loving parents and two sisters who are my best friends. My parents took me and my sisters to church every Sunday morning and Wednesday night growing up. Because of this, I was able to learn about God and his relentless love for me at a very young age. When I was 8, I attended Vacation Bible School, where I understood the story of the gospel for the first time and accepted Christ into my heart. Even after this act of faith, I did not truly understand what it meant to be a follower of Christ, and everything I learned about the Bible became a source of pride. I knew all the right answers, which made me feel superior, but I was not living a Christ-centered life. As I entered middle school, my life was consumed with comparison and people-pleasing. I was playing sports, had plenty of friends, and made good grades, but I felt empty inside. In the middle of 9th grade, my parents sat me and my sisters down and explained that we would be moving 9 hours away from our home in Alabama to Dallas, Texas. This was a jarring announcement and one that left me questioning God's goodness. I left Alabama feeling angry and spiteful toward the Lord, with no hope for my future in Dallas. When we arrived in Dallas in January of 2020, my family began attending Watermark. I was placed in a small group with incredible leaders and girls who immediately began showering me with the love of Christ. I was poured into and quickly came to realize that my anger toward the Lord was entirely misplaced. He had not abandoned me, and moving states away from my home was not a punishment. Rather, it was an opportunity to grow in my faith. Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding." After digging deep, I realized that my anger was rooted in my sinful desire to control my life. Proverbs 3:5 resonates with me in many ways and serves as a reminder that I am not on earth to do what makes me happy or stay in my comfort zone. Instead, I am here to share the love of Christ through whatever situation he places me in. My life did not immediately get easier once I began to trust the Lord. The COVID-19 pandemic hit just 3 months after my move and threatened the new friendships that I had made in Dallas. Stuck in isolation, I once again began to fear the future and doubt the Lord's faithfulness. During this time, several of my new friends continuously reached out to me and checked on me daily. I was encouraged to continue to read my Bible and grow in my faith. Hebrews 11:6 says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him." This verse reminds me of how incredibly important faith is. My faith in the Lord means continual surrender to him in the midst of my feelings and emotions. My journey to fully surrendering my life to the Lord has not been an easy one, and if I'm honest, there are still many days where I doubt the goodness of God. However, through dependence on the Lord and daily application of his word, I am able to fight these thoughts. If you can relate to any part of my story, I want to leave you with one last reminder. There is nothing in this world that can bring you peace apart from the Lord. I challenge you to turn away from doubt today and start fully trusting the Lord. Thank you for listening to my story.